Golf is all about tradition, and Augusta National is one of the most traditional clubs in the country. But now the tradition of inviting only men to join conflicts with the tradition of inviting all CEOs of major sponsors. So which tradition is more traditional? It's Friday, April 6th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
IBM now has its first female CEO. So does that mean Augusta gets its first female member? We're going to talk about that first. Also, a discussion about a hospital in Texas that's established a weight limit for its employees. But here's what you're talking about.
This is David in North Miami Beach, Florida, and the BMI is a lie. I see it being taught to middle school PE kids. It is cute, but presumes only one body type, and it can't tell fat from muscle.
He's talking about the BMI is the body mass index, and this hospital in Texas is barring job applicants with a BMI over 34 or 35. So what do you think? The BMI is a lie, or is it helpful? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. In the meantime, let's check in on our headlines.
And the headlines begin with this. What would happen to you if you posted disparaging comments about President Obama on Facebook? Nothing, right? It's the First Amendment. But if you're a Marine sergeant, well, the Marine Board said last night that Sergeant Gary Stein should be dismissed and receive a less than honorable discharge for doing just that. Stein posted several critical comments about the president online, and his lawyers had argued that Stein was protected by the First Amendment. The case could ultimately be decided by the Secretary of the Navy. Another story you may be hearing a lot more about, the Labor Department is ready to issue its March jobs report. According to a survey of economists, the unemployment rate, that's more of a prediction, the unemployment rate is expected to stay at 8.3% for the third month in a row. We'll hear the real numbers in about 90 minutes when the Labor Department issues its report.
President Obama has signed the Jobs Bill into law. Jobs is the acronym given to the name of the legislation. It was designed to make it easier for businesses to raise capital.
Because of this bill, startups and small business will now have access to a big new pool of potential investors, namely the American people.
The bill enjoyed some rare bipartisan support in Congress. It's not expected to go into full effect until next year, though. Russia is criticizing the prison sentence that's been handed to convicted arms smuggler Victor Boot. Boot was sentenced yesterday to 25 years in prison for conspiring to send arms to anti-American groups in Colombia. Russia Today called that sentence baseless, and Boot's lawyer agrees.
He maintains his innocence, and he intends to move forward in the Court of Appeals, and if necessary, to the United States Supreme Court.
That was attorney Albert Dayan yesterday in New York. 25 years is actually the minimum sentence in that case. Boot could have been sentenced to three life terms for his conviction.
Coast Guard has sunk a Japanese ghost ship that's been floating around the Pacific Ocean since the tsunami in Japan over a year ago. There were concerns the ship might be an environmental hazard to the U.S. West Coast and hamper shipping. Best-selling author Greg Mortensen has been ordered to pay back $1 million now that an investigation has found that he diverted money that was donated to his charity. Mortensen is best known for his books Three Cups of Tea. The scandal, though, was provoked by a story done by the program 60 Minutes on CBS. Yesterday, Montana's state attorney general said Mortensen used some of the charity's money for vacations.
And the markets today, they are closed in the U.S., at least for the observance of the Good Friday holiday. Asian markets are mixed. European markets also mixed. As I mentioned, later on this hour, we're going to talk about the new policy at a hospital in Texas that reportedly bars job applicants with a BMI of more than 34, body mass index. We want to know from you, first of all, do you know what your BMI is, and do you think it accurately reflects your health and your body? Kurt on Facebook writes, look at old pro wrestling matches with Bam Bam Bigelow. He used to do flips off the top rope. He was 350 pounds. He did things people a fraction of his weight couldn't do. It's ridiculous to have as a requirement. But Brian on Facebook disagrees. Bam Bam Bigelow and Arnold Schwarzenegger are outliers. Very exceptional. Most people Bam Bam's size have a cane, and most people in America do not have the body fat percentage of a 1982 Arnold. Just saying. So give us your thoughts. You don't have to tell us what your BMI is, but tell us what you think about it as a measure. 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our Facebook page. Coming up, does golf still stand for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden? We'll talk in a moment.
Hey, There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.